Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry Christmas once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Al Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. 17 hours ago, Santa launched from the North Pole, and it's been crazy busy ever since as folks track Santa around the world. It's now past 10 p.m. in London, and we're joined by our reporter, Elf, for Sector 3, which covers Europe and Africa, Elf Roz. Roz, it has to be approaching midnight in some of Sector 3, right?
It is, Frank. And the rate Santa's moving, he'll be wrapped up here before it strikes midnight everywhere in our sector. We have a reporter in London right now who might have had a sighting of Santa to report. Joining us is Elf Richie Baldwin. Richie, what have you got?
I wasn't expecting to work this Christmas Eve, Ross, but here I am in London, celebrating Christmas with friends, and we think we may have just seen Santa over the city.
What exactly did you see?
It was more like a meteor than a sleigh, to be honest. There was no detail or definition to see at all. It was just moving too fast. But there had to be Santa.
Well, how do you know it wasn't a meteor?
Meteors don't fly low and level, Ross. This thing, whatever it was, flew by us at about 100 feet off the ground, and it was headed north. And I heard bells.
That's a very convincing argument. How long ago was this?
Oh, just a minute ago.
Okay, thanks, Reggie. We'll try and get confirmation for you just as soon as we can. Frank, this report is a hot one. Can you get Flight Command to check it out?
Thank you, Roz. We'll do better than that. Let's see if we can confirm it ourselves. Let's go to our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy, who's tracking Santa somewhere in Sector 3 right now. Crash, where are you?
We're in London, Frank, and while Santa's going like a house of fire, I need to find the loo. Ask Victoria if she has any recommendations, will you?
Thanks for that report, Crash, and best of luck on finding a man about a reindeer. Mrs. Wassel, since Crash invoked your name, what's the latest in bedtime advisories?
It remains much the same as last hour, but in addition, we have added advisories for the countries of Chile, Ecuador, and Venezuela. And don't forget the many island cities of the Eastern Caribbean, Frank.
Isn't it a little early for places like Bermuda or Barbados or Puerto Rico, Mrs. Wassel?
Maybe a tad, Mr. Ma, but remember these are all warm weather locations where people tend to celebrate long into the night. Santa just wants to get them thinking.
Thank you, Mrs. Wassel. And finally, let's check in with Elf Alpine, who's reporting from Sector 5 tonight. Al, what's the story in North and Central America?
It's primetime tracking season for elves and believers here, Frank. At our easternmost point in St. John's up in Canada, it's past 7:30, and I cannot tell you how many people we are hearing from there who are desperately wanting a bedtime advisory from Santa.
Okay, well, I think they're going to get at it any moment now, Al. We'll be talking to you again very soon. Recapping for you now, Santa is in London and getting ready to make the leap over the Atlantic. Sectors 4 and 5 should be on high alert at this time. From the North Pole Newsroom, where we're always on high alert, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.